So yes, I couldn't keep away. I am here at the Cam Jam Radio. Well, it is not only a beautiful view, but also been excellent music throughout the whole of the last couple of days since I've been on camp anyway. So I'm here with Adam, who is, what shall we say, the big chief man, the guy behind everything.
Yeah, you could definitely say that. I've been station managing. I set this whole thing up when we originally started. Now I've got a great team working with me, loads of different presenters, and we're also working on the main stage and looking after the evening stuff as well.
Oh, cool. So how did you collect all these helpful bodies to actually put everything together?
Kind of just met by luck, really, a bit through Facebook. The odd social networking's really worked well for us across the whole of this radio station. Met the guys on Facebook, got chatting to them. They've come and got involved, and now, of course, the kids and the leaders, they're all on Facebook, and they're chatting to us about the requests and their shout-outs that they want for the radio.
Good. Yeah, because I bumped in to a couple of young people who are actually doing their own, pretty much their own programmes. They've actually put pretty much everything together, which was quite scary. If I was in your shoes, that would be, I don't know what on earth is going to happen next.
Yeah, we've had all sorts on, and there's been the odd little faux pas. Kids have come in, they're giving us the CDs, and they're not radio edits. Lots of on-the-fly ducking from our radio presenters here at Cam Jam Radio, but they've been great. There's been a little bit of hesitation, a little bit of dead air coming from the kids, but they've all loved it. Everyone has gone away happy from having their own little five-minute slot on the radio.
So all they've got is literally 5 minutes, what I'm doing right now.
Yep, so they come in, they play a couple of songs, do a little chat and introduce themselves, introduce the songs. A couple of girls came in and sung yesterday, a couple of poems, so some people have got a bit different talents and they brought that to the radio.
Awesome, so who does what back behind the sound on your team? What have you got? Obviously you're the big boss man, so you just go around with a big jug of coffee, pretending you know what's going on. Under you, who have you got?
In the room where we're sitting next to the studio, we've got Kirsty sitting there helping with the admin. She's booking the kids in, getting all the messages and shout-outs off the texts and the Twitter and the Facebook. Then Alex and Helen, they're running their breakfast show, 7:30. Chris is here at 12:30 running a lunchtime show, and Elliot in the evening at 4:30. So there's quite a big team of us, and we've all got our own little things to do.
Wicked. So obviously, my horrid lot listening, earwigging into this, they will probably would like to contact you. Is it? We've been using the hashtag CamJam2011. I know there's a lot. We've had a few little tweet meetups already on camp through that hashtag as well. Can they contact you as well to say hi, or is it primarily just for young people?
Oh, feel free to get involved. We've been using just CamJam as a hashtag, but do just come and follow us, see what we're getting up to. There's loads of stuff going on our Facebook and our Twitter. Both of them are just Cam Jam Radio.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Adam. And I'll now probably go and pounce on to Elliot, who's currently in control and the master of all things, in a second. Actually, before I go, why is it so hot? You're the one in charge. Why?
We're sat on the second floor of the nice corner room here. We've got a lovely view. But unfortunately, we've got speakers out on the balcony. So the minute we open the door, we're just getting tons of feedback. So we're having to sit in there sweltering away in our studio, afraid to open the door. Otherwise, we get any horrible noises that are going out live on air.
And also, any top tips? Have you discovered anything amazing on the last couple of days?
It's just about being confident, really. We started off writing scripts when we were first coming in and doing these shows, and now we're just chucking it out. Whatever we think of, we say, and it's 9 times out of 10, it's perfect, and we're getting it right now.
Ah, superb. Well, I'm going to go off and print him a certificate for that perfection, and I'll speak to you after this.